My name is Samantha Stoddard. I am 16 years old. Today is November 26th. I am speaking with Diane Minnick, who is my mother. We are recording this interview on our way to Boise, Idaho from Ketchum, Idaho. Okay, so Mom, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, what were you like as a child?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I grew up in San Jose, California. My elementary school was out my back gate. I have two sisters. I'm the oldest. I have four stepsisters. I have one older stepsister. My parents are from Iowa. And my dad was an orthodontist. And we skied. In the summertime, we went to my grandparents in Iowa. Did boating and water skiing. In the winter, we snow skied. We went to school, like I said, really close to our house. My parents got divorced when I was in about sixth grade. And then my dad married a woman, and then later my mom married the woman's ex-husband. So that was a little weird. And so that's why I have four stepsisters. And my mom was married to their dad, and their dad was married to my mom. And that's all.
Okay. Did you have a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up?
No, I don't have a particular teacher. My sixth grade teacher, Mr. Soares. He was pretty interesting. I can remember him, and he was fun, and he was. And when I was at his class, my dad and I caught a tarantula. And we put it in with the other little case that we had of animals, and then I think the tarantula ate the other things that were in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I liked him. I liked that teacher. We had a lot of fun.
Wait, so like everyone brought in like an animal and like...
Well, no, Dad and I had gone, we had to go hunting one time, and so then we caught a tarantula and we put it inside the canteen. So like the canteen has a case, so then you take the canteen out, you put the tarantula in, and then you put the canteen back in to keep the tarantula. And I just decided to take it to school. Oh. I think the other people thought that was weird.
Okay.
There you go.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Spend a little more time thinking about your decisions.
Why are you saying that?
Just because when you're a teenager, you just kind of go and you don't really think about stuff. I could have done better in school had I focused. I did fine in school, but I could have done even better had I actually focused.
You want to tell about like your that one Halloween story?
Okay, that was when I was in junior high school. And when we were kids, we always toilet papers people's houses. We would go around, and my mother always knew. We didn't do it without her knowing. In fact, sometimes she drove us. And because it was too far to walk, but we had walked this night, and we had spent several hours. Oh, that was the same night that we dressed up like sluts and went to the fast food, to the, like, Jackson store, like, would be the equivalent of a Jackson store. And I don't know, we thought that was funny. Anyway, so then we ripped up little pieces of paper, and then we went to this guy's house. It was about up two blocks from my house, and we toilet papered his house, and we put all the little newspapers out on their lawn. And then as we're walking away, a police car came around the corner, and then we all hid behind the car, and then one of my friends ran down the street.
Oh, God.
And then the police came out of his car, and he actually cocked the shotgun and said, "Come out from behind the car." And this one friend of mine who was from Iowa, was there that time, she says, "Come out, you guys." I'm like, "Really?" So we came out, and they called all our parents, and we had to get locked in the police car. And then the worst part was we had to pick up all those stupid little pieces of paper. And while they were searching for my one friend that ran down the street, they caught two boys toilet papering my house at the same time. And so then they called their parents, and they had to come. It was kind of a mess.
I didn't know that part.
So there's a lot of parents out. Most of the parents were pretty nice, except for my one friend Melissa, whose parents were really, really mad at her, and I think she got grounded. My mom knew where I was, so she wasn't, you know, too upset with me.
Would you allow me to toilet paper a house?
I might, as long as you were close.
Okay.
But if you get caught by the police, you're on your own.
Okay.
Was the fish story also when you were a teenager?
Oh yeah, then there was that. Okay, actually the kid that got caught toilet paper in my house while I was toilet papering the other people's house, he's the kid. That was my boyfriend. That when we were in Iowa, we took a dead fish, we put it in a box, and we mailed it to him in Massachusetts because that's where he was in the summer. Now let me just tell you, apparently his parents have never liked me since then because apparently if you mail a fish and you open it up, it's really quite stinky and it's really, really, really hard to get the smell off of your hands and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I was a cheerleader and I did good things too. I wasn't just a troublemaker.
Oh, what about that one cheerleader who like was really mad at the crowd and like...
Okay, I'm not going to say that on the tape.
Okay.
She might have flipped off the crowd and then she got kicked off being a cheerleader. That wasn't me. It was another person.
So you say you're on the cheerleading team and I know you're on, like, you're the captain. Like, what did you do as a captain?
I was head cheerleader when I was a junior in high school. You just have to, I mean, I was a sophomore, junior. I was a varsity cheerleader. And, you know, you just have to kind of organize the group. I've always been good for organizing. I'm kind of retentive like that. That's all. You had to start the cheers and all that kind of stuff. I played field hockey too.
Oh yeah. Did you ever want me and Stephanie to like play like field hockey or like cheer?
Not necessarily. I just think it's good to do something, whatever you want to do. In my generation, there weren't as many sports for women. And so field hockey was really big in our high school. Our high school had a really, to this day, has a really, really good field hockey team in California. So that's what we did. And I wasn't that good at it. I was okay. I was on the B team.
The B team. I mean, at least you made a team.
Yeah.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Chug for a minute. I have to think about this one for a second.
Okay, you want me to skip to the next question?
Yeah. I have to think about what one of my happiest memories would be.
Okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Ugh. I don't know. I'm outgoing. I talk more than I should. I'm organized, probably too organized, a little controlling. Pretty smart. That's about it.
Okay.
Our best memories when I was a kid was when we would go to Iowa in the summertime and we would hang out at the lake. We had a sailboat and we had a ski boat and Lake Okoboji in Iowa. And my grandparents lived, one lived about 12 miles from the lake and the other one on the lake, and we would go back and forth and we would hang out in my grandpa's basement where he had all sorts of cool stuff. We would dress up. We had lots of fun in the summer at the lake.
Okay. You want to tell me about your sister, like Susie, when you guys like blocked her out?
So I have two sisters. One of them's 3 years younger. One of them's about 4.5 years younger. And my sister decided she was going to run away one day. And so we packed her suitcase, put her out on the step, shut the door and locked it. Said bye. And then she stood out there and cried. It was very sad. Eventually we let her back in.
Any other sister stories you
Then there
about?
Was that one time where Nancy, we were in the backyard of the neighbors, my other sister, and she was out in front and we wouldn't let her in, and she was crying because we wouldn't let her in. At least that's why we thought she was crying. And then we stayed, and then she cried like even harder and harder, and then we went out there and found out that a dog bit her. So we felt kind of bad about that.
Daisy?
No, the neighbor's dog was a big dog.
Oh, wow.
The neighbor's dog had come out and bit her, and that's why she started screaming. I mean, she was crying to start with, but anyway, it was not a good... We felt a little bad about that.
Okay, so like I just said, like Daisy and like Midnight, right? Like you guys had childhood pets, can you like...
We had Daisy, which is a little teeny puffy dog, and then we had Midnight, which is a black cat. There, you use a big shocker. Well, then my stepsisters, we used to, when we would go to Tahoe, where we had a cabin, we would lock the little girls, because we were the oldest, into we'd zip them into the suitcases.
Oh my gosh, Mom. Would you allow me to zip my sister?
No, you should never do these things. That was kind of my point.
You said I could toilet paper, though.
Well, maybe. But some of the other things, it's the group mentality. The more people you get in a group, the less intelligent they become.
Yeah. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Oh, I was really sad when my parents got a divorce. I can remember I didn't want to talk about it to anyone. That was kind of sad. I was really sad when my grandfather died. Because I loved him and he was wonderful. My mom's dad. Well, that'd probably be the ones I can think of.
Off the top of your head?
Yep.
Okay. Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
Let's see. I think I met Dad initially at Sun Valley, in fact. We were at our annual convention for the Idaho State Bar. And it was a themed thing where we were dressing like... It was a centennial theme. It was like the Idaho centennial theme. And I had made this really...
Centennial?
I had made this really pretty blue dress that was like a pioneer dress. Blue taffeta. And he was there. And that's the first time I met him.
Whoa, really?
But when we really met, when we went to... One time we went to Moscow, he was a speaker at a seminar. And then we got... The plane got delayed. And so then we were hanging out playing ping pong in the basement of the law school. And that's when I really met him. And that's when he asked me out on a date. And he told me this is what he told me. He and his friends were getting together at this place where they had shuffleboard. I can't remember. I can't think of the name right now. It'll come to me. On Friday, did I want to come? Well, that wasn't true. He made that up. And then he invited his friends. But they were there. And then I was not late. I told him I would be there by such and such a time because I had to go to a meeting and then I had to go out and hang out with the board for a while. And so they all thought I wasn't coming. But I came within the time frame I said. They just didn't understand that.
Oh, yeah, because they thought
he just made it up and I wasn't really getting come.
Oh,
8th Street Deli, I think.
Oh.
It was in the basement. You know where the fish place is now on Bodo? It's underneath that.
Freeway under.
You know, is that what it's called now? Bodo. What's the fish place that we go to with Corey?
Oh, like near like the downtown theater?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's near there.
So like what about Dad made him like stand out compared to the other guys?
Oh, Dad's kind of just funky. He was a little different than most of the guys that I met. He was much more quiet. He was smart. He was just nice. He was always very nice. And he did all sorts of romantic... He doesn't do it anymore, but he used to do all sorts of romantic things. Bring me flowers, send me notes, all that kind of stuff.
Well, he does buy you a lot of cards now.
And he buys cards, but he used to do that. Yes, he did all sorts of, you know, romantic things.
Can you tell me about your wedding day?
We got married in the backyard of one of our good friends, Mike and Susan. And it was a very small wedding.
You know a lot of Mikes now that I realize that.
Yeah. And it was outdoors on Memorial Day, and it was lovely. We had a very nice wedding, and it was small. We just had our family and a few friends. I had been married before, and Dad hadn't, so we did a very small wedding. And the person who did the wedding was Kathy Sylak, who is a Supreme Court justice. And the two funny things, one is she was there. No, she wasn't there. My friend Julia was there, and she was dressed. And Kathy came in, and they had on the same dress, so Kathy had to go home and get a different dress on. So we had to hold the wedding for a few minutes while she went home and changed her clothes. Mm-hmm. I forgot to take my bouquet. That was about it. It was fun. And then we had a big reception at the Hillcrest Country Club because Dad had to invite all the friends of his family. Because he grew up in Boise, so he had to invite all the family friends.
How was your first wedding day, though?
A long time ago?
Yeah, but like your first husband.
It was fine. I don't remember it very much anymore. It was a long time ago.
Okay. What is your best advice for raising kids?
I'll be patient. Do not engage, as I tell you all the time when they get to be teenagers. Be patient. Let them be who they want to be within limits, but let them... kids want... Let them find things that they want to do and they have passion about. And support them in those things, whatever that is. Everybody's individual and you want to do that. And when they get to be teenagers, you got to keep your mouth shut a lot.
Okay. So your nickname is Bunny.
Yes.
And how did you get that nickname?
I was a very fat baby. I weighed 30 pounds when I was 1 year old. And so my dad thought I looked like a bunny, and he called me Bunny. I've always been called Bunny since then by my family and friends from when I was young.
And they still call you Bunny.
They still do.
And they sometimes don't know who they're talking about when we say Diane.
They don't.
So wait, I know you like bunnies, but like rabbits and stuff, but was that influenced because of your nickname?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about Thumper.
Like the bunny that ate its babies?
Yeah.
Was that bunny's name was that bunny's name Thumper?
Yeah, you told me
that. I didn't know the bunny's name was Thumper. I always remember that we had a bunny and it had babes and it ate them. That was not good.
How old were you when you had this rabbit?
I don't remember. It was at our house in San Jose.
Okay.
I probably should tell more good stories, shouldn't I?
If you want. Here, did you like school?
Yeah, I loved school.
Why?
I don't know. I had good friends. I liked high school. Some people do, some people don't. I like junior high and high school. The friends that I made in junior high are still my friends. I have a friend that lives in Boise, and she and I have known each other since we were 12. And I have a bunch of other friends that we get together every single year, and we've known each other since we were in 7th grade. And we were friends all the way through high school, and so we had a good time.
So, like, you guys have been friends for a really long time.
And, a really
like,
long time.
You moved around a lot, and they probably moved around a lot, like, with college and, mm-hmm. like, how you just, like, moved mm-hmm. from, like...
And when we were about 30, we decided to get together in Tahoe because one of our friends had a house there, and we've done it every year since.
Yes. And is that, like, what makes it easier to, like, stay connected with each other? Just have an annual thing?
Have an annual thing. And we kind of stay connected in between, and we know so much about each other now that, you know... pretty easy, and it's, you know, good to have friends that you've known a long time.
What are some vivid memories of school that you've had?
Oh, we got to go to Sacramento one time on a bus for history.
Why?
And because it was a field trip. Sacramento was the capital of California, so we got to go see the capital, and when we got to go to this little town that was like a gold rush town, and that was really fun. I had fun at the football games. Being a cheerleader was fun. We played powder puff football. That was fun. One time my dad and I made a solar system and I won a contest. That was kind of, I think I might have been in 8th or 9th grade. But I had to make a science project and we did a solar system that moved around.
That's
it was
cool.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Little styrofoam balls that were the different planets.
I like have like a picture of what you're
and
saying.
And I got some sort of a science award for that.
Nice.
So anyway, we had fun at school. We used to hang out in what we call the quad. So, I don't know what you guys have, a quad? Do you have a quad where people hang out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, it's just where you, like, usually meet up, and it's a very specific place, and it's not as big as probably your guys' high school.
Well, yeah, I think, you were too young. We took you to the high school, but you were a little one. I took you there.
Yeah.
And we had sleepovers, and we tried to do seances, and all that kind of stuff that people did. We try to do that, lift the people with a finger.
I was like, do you want to talk about that story? Or
no.
Okay.
And so then we, my mom, this was before everybody had to wear a seatbelt. So my mom had a station wagon and we would pile as many kids as we could into it. And my mom would drive us everywhere. She was always so nice. She was like, everyone loved my mom. And our house, people would hang out at our house and mom would drive us everywhere.
You do that for me.
I would. And I did. Now I don't have to because you're.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
When we were little, mom was the one that drove and you just piled people into the car.
So, how old were you when you got your license?
16.
And did you get in any trouble?
And 4 months later, I wrecked my mother's station wagon by running into a telephone pole.
How'd you do that?
I was looking in the back seat for a second, giving my sister some gum.
Okay.
I was being a nice sister. I bought them gum, but then I turned around, and when I looked up, there was a telephone pole.
Was your mom, like, mad?
No. They were scared because we had to go nobody got hurt bad, but... when they call you and say your daughter got in a wreck. And then it was on a street that was between my two parents' house and my mom. We had gone. The car was still there and they had taken us to the hospital. And my dad drove by and thought, oh my God, that looks like Kathy's car. My mom.
No.
So then he had to stop and say, where are they? And come to the emergency room. I had to have a bunch of stitches. Nothing serious.
Did you ever try to like parent trap your parents back together?
No. My parents weren't a good match. They're wonderful people, but they weren't a good match for each other.
Okay. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Probably that one time we, oh man, we shouldn't have done that. I might probably isn't the worst thing, but the thing I can think of right now is one time we went out and we threw eggs at people's car. And you should not throw eggs at cars because it wrecks the paint. And we, these people figured out where we were and they came back to the house where we were staying at this person's house. And it was really scary because they were yelling at us and they were going to call the police and everything was bad. Don't throw eggs at people.
Yeah, I know.
But that's...
Stephanie got egged once.
Yeah. It's not a nice thing. It could have been something worse, but I can't think of it about now, and I might not want to tell you anyway.
Why?
Because you're a teenager. You can't know these things. I'm just kidding. I don't think there was. I never got arrested other than the whole incident with the toilet papering, so...
Do you remember your first kiss? And if so, tell me who it was with and, like, how it went down.
It was with Brian Stuckey in my backyard. Well, outside the gate of my backyard because we had a party at our house and we went outside the gate and it was like a peck. It was like a peck kiss. Yeah. And what was funny about that is that many years later, he and I were at a party. We were probably in college at the time. We might have been out of college. And we were talking about it and we laughed because we both figured out at this time, when we were much later, that it was our first kiss for both of us. I figured he'd already kissed people and he was totally experienced and he thought that same thing about me, and as a practical matter, we were both complete novices.
Wait, how old were you?
We were in 7th grade, I think. 7th or 8th grade. End of 7th grade, I think.
Wow!
But it was like, peck!
Wait, what party was going on, though?
I don't know, we just had a party at my house.
Unusual.
The usual thing.
The next question is about camp, and I know you went to Camp Foster.
I did.
So, what are some of your memories of that time?
We did lots of fun things at Camp Foster. We did archery. We did swimming. We used to be able to swim across the lake, and you had different colored armbands you got for swimming, and if you swam across the lake, you got, like, a white one. I didn't do horseback riding there. And just being in the cabin and having fun and the big dining hall. We did hiking around. It was just fun. It was just a fun time to be. And we did sailboating and canoeing. We just had a great time.
And what generation were you going to that camp?
I was the third generation. One of my grandparents went. My dad went. And I went. And you guys went, so that's 4, and then your cousin's child's gonna go, and that'll be 5.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, like, friend? Did you make any friends, like, that you still keep in contact from, like?
You know, not there. One of my dad's best friends when we were young, who also used to go to the lake, his daughter and I would go together. Her name's Drew. And I think Robbie went. My stepsister went with me a couple times. So Drew and I would go together. And so we're still, you know, keep in touch some now and then.
Okay. Besides, like, Camp Foster, did you go camping?
We went camping when I was a kid a little bit. We had to go look. There was a hunting camp we used to go to, and that was kind of, like, rustic. And then we actually went with tents. And we would go camping. We did a little bit of hunting. My dad was a hunter. We never shot anything. Let me just say that. A squirrel once. It was target shooting, but not any real things. We had a lot of fun.
So yeah, Grandpa was like a hunter and everything.
Hunter, boat racer, skier. My dad was an outdoorsy kind of a guy.
Yeah, did he, like, so he only had daughters. Like, did he, like, ever try to, like, I guess, get you guys to be more of, like, son, I guess?
My dad was really sad he didn't have a son, and so as being the oldest child, I was treated like a boy. I was pushed really hard. I was not allowed to quit. I was not allowed to fail. I can remember that when we went water skiing, he said we would be crying in the water, and he would say, "You are not getting out of the water till you get up." And then when we went skiing, you'd say, "Dad, I can't see the bottom of the hill from up here," and he'd say, "Just go.
Oh,
you can make it."
Oh, that reminds me of the water skiing, like, when you said, the advice he told you to, like, not let go.
Well, that's like, Jennifer and I were talking about it happened to her, one time he said, don't let go, but apparently when you fall down, you're supposed to let go. Who knew?
Anyway. Who knew that you're actually supposed to let go?
One time my dad took me water skiing, wanted me to go through this slalom course. I was on a single ski, and I'm like, I'm not gonna, and so I'm like, okay. And so I get up and I go dead straight. I don't even make one turn, and I just wave at him like, I'm not doing it. That was probably when I was in high school.
Okay. Is there any last minute stories you want to talk about, or?
Nope. I had a good life, and I have good kids. I'm fortunate to have two lovely children, Samantha and Stephanie, and a nice husband. There you go.
Okay.